All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is more of Milfy City. Yeah, I think it's kind of wholesome, right? I mean, there's no crazy shit that happens in this game, and you're surrounded by women that all seem to be affectionate to you, so I guess that's pretty wholesome, right? Instead of some of the crazy shit that happens in some of the novels we won't name. Anyway, let's go ahead and get started. So where the hell are we going? We go to the shop? Oh, all right. Sales assistant. And there you go. That's all your shopping packed. How much does that come to? It's 60, Sorry, I didn't hear you there. How much was it? $69.69. I'm sorry, that's a really unfortunate coincidence. You don't say. Thank you for shopping with us. Enjoy the rest of your day. Welcome to Mel's Fast Shop. Wow, it looks just like the shop in acting lessons. I know this shop! Except you couldn't really click on things. It was never interactive before. But you can go to the exit, or you can go to the alcohol shelf. Ooh, we can buy some alcohol. Red wine or white wine? If you wanted to buy any of the vodka, you're shit out of luck. Damn. What the fuck, man? Okay. So I can buy a cheap controller, a spy camera, webcam software. Well, okay, that's oddly specific. Camera, a rope, and a night vision camera for $225. Well, I wonder what I could be using that for. It's like, we sell oddly specific crap. There's also a sex shop, but it's only open in the evening, which makes sense. The mall.
Sorry, son. I'm still working on the mall. You have to come back.
Oh, go to college.
I don't want to go to college.
Well, here I am. Man, it's a small college, ain't it? Football. 2020 football. Well, that doesn't happen. Or is that 2000 football? 2009 football. Huh, okay. Attention! Attention! Grim, please report to the dean's office.
What? What do they want now?
Oh. Pens? Of just different colors? That's my pens. Well, okay. Shadow people. Man, when are we gonna fight the shadow people, right? There she is. I wonder what she's doing out here by herself.
Hi, Sarah. Are you busy right now?
Oh, hey there. I'm almost finished this chapter. Then I can drop my notes in the Dr. Roberts and head home.
Great. See you soon.
Okay, that's cool. I just went out the door. Well, there's a corridor and all these shadow people. Man, more shadow people. They gotta do something about their shadow people problem. Lily. Well, I got a secret scene. Just some random books. Our exams. I better leave it alone. There's a pool, professor's break room closed. The toilets. The fuck? Oh, we can go up and down the floors. Oh, there's the pool. Well, professor's office. That's Celia's computer. I wonder if she hides something there. You're supposed to talk to the dean, though. It's locked. It's a security room. What do you think? Okay, I found the dean's office. There's a therapist's office. We've already been in there. We know what's in there. Well, this is the dean's office. I suppose I should knock before going in. I've only seen this guy a couple of times before. He's a bit of a recluse. Students hardly ever see him walking the corridors. Knock, knock. Yo, yo, the door's open.
What? Okay.
What's up, my man? I recognize your face, but I can't put a name to it. It's Grim, sir. Ah, Grim! Now, why does that ring a bell when I hear it? You didn't win the college any awards, did you?
No, sir.
No debating competitions? No sports trophies?
No. Honestly, I'm not into either of those.
Grim. Aha, back up a second. You're that fellow who asked Professor Celia out, ain't ya?
Oh God, is that the only reason people know my name in this college?
Yeah, that was me, sir.
Is that why you called me, sir?
Hell no! I just needed to talk to you. You know, college procedures. Also, just to think about it.
Ouch.
I feel for you, man. I really do. Jeez, that's a real doozy. You know what? Props to you, son. Forget what everyone else says about you being a weirdo.
What? Everyone's saying I'm a weirdo?
I said forget about it. In my eyes, you got cojones of pure iron. Seriously, you just marched up right up to her. Right up to her, brah, and declared your love. I mean, what chance did you have? One in a million? I guess in hindsight, You were like Han fucking Solo doing that asteroid belt shit. I've never seen any of the other professors wearing as much jewelry as the dean does. He must earn a lot more than them. So yeah, major respect for you.
Thank you, sir?
I guess I do have to warn you not to make any, sexual advances on any other professors.
I'll try not to, sir.
The college counselor, Judy, is keeping me abreast on your progress with her. Oh, and one more thing. Please go and have a nice talk with Professor Celia. Apologize to her nicely. It not must be honest. But that's the stuff you have to do, my man. Okay, we'll try this again. It might not be honest, but that's the stuff you have to do, my man. I know taking these therapy sessions with Judy can be embarrassing, especially with all your gossiping peers. I just wanted to urge you to continue seeing Judy. Don't slack off on your mental health. Taking care of your mind is just as important as exercising. Now, I've taken up enough of your time, and you should probably go see Miss Celia. See you around, Iron Cojones.
Aight.
You don't want to be hitting on the damn therapist. You gotta go see my classroom.
Ain't nobody there, brah.
Apologize to Celia.
Okay.
Where? Hey, Grim.
Oh, hey, Lily.
What's up? Kind of bored right now. Think I'm gonna sneak out early and try to miss chemistry.
Aren't you worried about getting caught?
Nah, what's the worst that could happen?
Mr. Jackin?
Oh, you're doing... Okay, I see what they call him that. Old Mr. Jackin. Keeps threatening to discipline me, but he's all bark and no bite. Everyone probably has a little bit of bite in him if you push him hard enough. Lily ought to be careful.
Have you seen Sarah?
Sarah? Sure. She's probably still in the corridor. At least that's where I last seen her before I came into class. Thanks, Lily. No sweat, Grim. You up to anything interesting after college? I'm gonna go shopping for a new bikini. Aside from that, I don't have big plans. I'm thinking of going for something really skimpy, small and tight. Well, that's exactly what I'd recommend myself. You know, you and me, we're like two peas in a pod. I said small and skimpy. You said small and skimpy and tight. Let's not forget tight. Oh, wow. I'd love to see her dressed like that. You and me both, brother. All right. So what the fuck is all this? Can't do shit. It's locked. How the hell am I supposed to talk to anybody in this damn... Oh, her office. But she ain't here. Like, how am I supposed to apologize to Professor Celia when she's not fucking anywhere? I've already talked to her. Do I fucking make time go? Oh, I can't skip time. Oh, you kind of stuck. I don't know. I'm going back into the college. It doesn't look... There's a corridor. My classroom. So you can talk to Sarah, but that's about it. Not now, Grim. Yep. Can't talk to her now. She's not in the pool. She's not gonna be in the toilets. Security room is locked, bruh. I've been in the professor's office. There's nothing here. I mean, you can't go on her computer because it's locked. Is there a bug? There might be, but it says 1.0D, so you'd figure it'd be fixed by now. Why am I doing this? Don't know. You can't. You can get water. Oh, there's no water there. I thought there was like a watering thing. Nope, there's really nowhere else I can go. It's like, I've already talked with the dean. I mean, I've went to my classroom, but she's not there. It says Sarah's classroom. I'm not seeing the professor anywhere, guys. I didn't know we were gonna get stuck. Sometimes that happens. We don't know where we're going.
There is absolutely nothing I can do. I don't see the professor. The heck is that thing? Sarah, new horny call unlocked. Ugh! Weird. Who left something like this lying around campus? Anyone could have gotten it. Okay. I'm actually going to have to check the Steam page. Yeah, because maybe there's a bug. Wow, there were no updates. Apparently the game is unfinished. So basically, well, I have an unfortunate announcement. This game got cut. Like, it was one of the most popular games of the last 5 years, apparently. But the dev abandoned it and moved on to another project. So, a lot of stuff is incomplete, missing, and that sort of thing. Some people say that from what I hear, a lot of the stories were incomplete. Like, it has an ending, but it doesn't feel like it's finished. It feels like a lot of stuff never got tied up. And unfortunately, that sometimes happens with Patreon games. They can't all be like City of Broken Dreamers, which is about to complete in a couple of, probably a month or so, it'll be done. Like, all the stories will be wrapped up. So that's great. See, some stories, they actually get finished. But other stories, they don't. And this one, apparently, the dev just kind of moved on from it and onto something else. Since, yeah, this game was in development for about, a long time. They said the past 5 years. It has a lot of content. But unfortunately, I'm playing the final version of the game. By the way, this is the only version of the game that is on Steam. This is the 1.0D version. So maybe it's just me that I can't quite find this character. I don't know exactly what the issue could be. Obviously, things are closed and there's not a whole lot for me to do. I can't skip time.
I can't go to the map. I can't leave college. Well, there's the gym. And the changing room. Not really a whole lot you can do, huh? I mean, I can't find the professor. I mean, we'll go through one more time. I'm in the classroom, see? There's nothing here. Alright, we're gonna go into Sarah's classroom. I don't see anything. Remember that was that one note I got with the sexy number? And then there was, that's closed. We can't go in there. Toilets, of course, is absolutely nothing in toilets except for maybe that. Nope, and nothing. Okay, and then you have this floor, which is just the dean. I've talked to him already, so there's nothing I can do there. You can go to her, and it just is canceled. You can't speak with her. She's done. You can go down here. The pool. I don't see any extra things. I sure don't see my professor. And then there's the corridor. Security room is locked. And a professor's office, where the professor's model should be, by all means. And all I can do is access her computer. And then I can't go anywhere else. So I'm stuck. Like, there's literally nothing I can do unless I can talk to the professor. But I doubt it. Honestly, guys, I don't know. That's almost promising, but because of the bug, I don't know why the professor is missing. I don't know what happened to the character sprite that I'm supposed to click on. But obviously the devs don't care. And sometimes that's an unfortunate part of the AVN hobby. Some devs just abandon their shit, don't care, don't... You know, see, that's my pens. That's nothing I can do. I can't even go back. Like, I can't leave. I can't go back to the map. It won't let me. Inventory. Crowbar. Nope. See, I can't apologize to Celia. The flag didn't go off properly. So, alright. I guess this would be the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Milfy City because there's nothing I can do. Trapped. Completely lost. I've checked every fucking room. Like, guys, I'm serious. Play the game yourself. Maybe something didn't trigger right in my game. Maybe I hit something I wasn't supposed to and fucked something up. I don't know. But at any rate, I'm done. Like, this one, we'll probably play... We'll play something else. We'll do another game, but not this one. It was cool to show you guys, but... It's better when you have games that are completed, and I'm going to try to work on that. I mean, keep in mind, I am the dude that's pretty much in charge of all the AVN stuff on Fuwa Novel. So, I got to make sure that when I recommend you guys games, they're not broken. Like this. Like, how would you feel if I recommended a game and I made this great big article and said, hey guys, you gotta go check this out, it's so fun and cool, and you try it out and you're like, okay, Grim, I'm stuck in the fucking school and I can't find the professor. Yeah, I'd feel like shit, right? So, I don't know what the devs are doing. I have no fucking clue, but this kind of sucks. I don't know why you would leave this in this position. It's kind of scammy. Scummy. I mean, really. It's like... I don't know. At any rate, I'm out.